How many spare ribs can I eat on Sunday before I have a heart attack? Let's bring on a professional.
There you go, see?
Dr. Mark Marab with Griffin Hospital. Good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thank morning. You.
You have a long title that I don't want to kill myself on, but it's cardiac electrophysiology. And is that you're the person who decides someone should have heart surgery, or you're the surgeon? Which one?
Well, electrophysiologist is, it just means I concentrate in cardiac arrhythmia. So anything to do with the heart rhythm.
Okay.
That's what electrophysiologist. So think of it as an electrician of the heart as opposed to the plumbers.
That sounds romantic, actually.
No, that's cool, because I understand that.
Yeah. I'm an electrician of the heart.
I'm an electrician of the heart.
There should be a song and everything.
That's a good Valentine's Day card, Doc. Right.
Electrician of the heart.
By the way, I just want to mention, I've been listening to the show since the mid-1970s, Stoneman days.
Just wow.
Like, you know, big fan.
Well, I got to say, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary here in mornings, but I started in 86. I grew up listening to Stoneman. It's why I'm in radio now. So you and I have a lot in common.
Simpatico.
Yeah. Thank you. So when you saw that Buffalo Bills player, 24 years old, just hit the ground, were you watching? Or I'm sure you heard about it the next day.
Yeah, I was actually watching. And obviously impressive. And you know, I'll just mention that kind of brought attention to what we call cardiac arrest. It's incredibly rare for that to happen, by the way. So a healthy person with a healthy heart, he was just struck in the chest at, I would say, the right or wrong time on a certain area where the heart repolarizes, getting ready for the next beat. And if he hit that little window, it puts the heart into what we call ventricular fibrillation. And that's immediate, loss of circulation. So people talk about the heart stopping. That really, his heart actually went too fast. So when the heart is quivering, it's going so fast it actually can't pump any blood. And so that's what happened to DeMar. And that's why he recovered so quickly, because he actually doesn't really have a heart problem. It was just that, that blow occurred that's just at the wrong time. But that's what we need to be aware of, the cardiac arrest. And that's what people frequently die from, that very fast heart rhythm. And that's why it's so important.
Really? Years of overweight, the heart overworks, and then just says, you know what? I'm good.
That doesn't help.
Well, that's what leads to that, though. You're exactly right. So what happens is the reason people have a cardiac arrest, which is different from a heart attack. So a heart attack is where an artery blocks off, and then the heart muscle starts to die because the blocked artery isn't giving blood supply to that area. So that in and of itself can then lead to that cardiac arrest. Okay, so the heart muscle that's being damaged becomes irritable and then goes too fast. Or if somebody had prior heart damage from an old heart attack, that scarred area can then trigger off that very fast rhythm. So the heart almost never just stops beating too slowly. Sometimes people need pacemakers when that happens, but they almost never die from that. It's the actual very fast rhythm that they die from. And that's why, you do CPR during that time where there's no circulation, and then the biggest priority is to get an AED or an automatic external defibrillator. And those things are the little life pack things that you open up and put the pads on, and it tells you what to do. And everybody should be
clear,
trained on this.
Yeah, we travel here.
Clear.
Doc,
that shocks the heart back to normal.
When you see someone who's like really heavy have a heart attack, I think we all say, oh, all right, well, we kind of saw that one coming.
Right, yeah.
They've been overweight for years.
Not a shock.
Not really active.
Right. They ate their heart.
But there are people who, they're, 40 years old.
In shape, runners.
Runner.
Yeah.
And then exactly. Is there any way to detect that?
It's a great question. One of the ways, obviously, is, so the other risk factors, you're talking about overweight, but obviously we know about high blood pressure, smoking, family history is really important. If you have people in your family that have had heart disease, it's a big predisposing factor. But you're right, there's these people that, running around, they look fine, they're eating okay, and then they have a cardiac arrest. Sometimes it's a rare congenital heart condition, but the most common still is the blocked artery. And so some people would say, all right, you should go in for a stress test, and that's a okay screening test, but that tells you if the arteries are already significantly blocked. So one of the tests that's pretty nice is what they call a coronary calcium score, where you go in and you have a special CAT scan without any dye, and it looks for calcium deposits in the arteries, which are a marker of cholesterol. So it's a really good screening test. And believe it or not, insurance doesn't pay for it, but it's about $100 to $200. And
worth it.
That'll tell you whether Well, yeah, exactly. And that'll tell you whether you're on your way to developing plaque in the arteries way before you, you know, develop a severe blockage. And then if that's the case, then, you know, then you want to go on cholesterol lowering medicines and, you know, tighten up the diet and exercise. But it's a really good screening. I agree with you that you hear the stories all the time where somebody appears to be very healthy and then they die.
It's always guys.
Yep.
From heart attacks, but women have heart attacks.
Yep.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. And so the trivia question is, you know, what's the number one cause of death in women? Everybody thinks it's cancer or breast cancer. Or
husbands.
It's
actually that's right.
Yeah, but that's what everybody
in
thinks.
In a roundabout way, yes.
It's actually heart disease, and it happens a little later than men. And the other thing that women sometimes present with atypical symptoms, they don't have the classic, you know, chest pressure. They can have other symptoms. Their chest pain could be, you know, a little different. And so people kind of ignore it, and they say, it's a woman. She's not going to have heart disease. But it's actually the number one cause. So I agree, men is, you know, a little earlier, and it's the classic, but the women are, it's the number one cause of their sudden death or cardiac death is number one. So
Dr. Merritt from Griffin is on, heart doctor. Bill from Westbrook, you're going to see the doctor on Monday? This doctor?
Yes, I'm going to see this doctor very early Monday morning.
Okay.
Well, you're going to eat that
much. Sorry, he's calling to ask.
What are you having Sunday?
Yeah, right. He's planning his Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm getting my electric bill on Friday.
Yeah, well, that's pretty.
I just want to ask. Dr. Lynn says to call you and ask you if I'm allowed to do anything at all Sunday night. My guess is going to be no.
I don't remember your case, so it really depends.
First of all, the doctor can't comment on the air about your personal case.
Right.
Okay, there's HIPAA rules.
But he hasn't seen it yet, so he can say stuff now.
But so what do you mean you can't do anything? What do you plan to do Sunday night?
Yeah, really?
Coke.
Well, you know, most people sit down and have a couple of cocktails when they're watching the game, but if I've got to see them bright and early Monday morning.
What are you having done Monday morning?
Yeah.
This is up to you to talk about it.
Just a test?
The doctor has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, this is Bill. I don't mind. It's an ablation.
Ooh, I don't know what the hell that is.
Right.
Yeah, we could talk about that quickly. Hi, Phil. I deal with a rhythm called atrial fibrillation, and we should mention that as well, which is where the upper chamber of the heart beats very rapidly. And what it causes is symptoms. People feel short of breath, lightheaded, palpitations. But the also very important part about AFib, or which people call AFib, is that when the upper chamber is just quivering or beating too quickly, you can form a blood clot. It's an important cause of stroke. So AFib is
put you on thinners right away.
It's very important arrhythmia.
So I have someone very close to me who had a night of celebration, had probably a couple too many drinks.
Okay.
The next morning, they had a coughing fit, and it put him in the AFib. And they went to the hospital, and they couldn't get him back quickly. And they were like, "Yeah, this could be a problem." And they gave him some blood thinners and
Coumadin
over time. You know,
scary. It's a classic that sometimes we call it holiday heart syndrome, where people go and party and then
holiday heart syndrome. Yeah. That's what they call it.
Oh, now there's a Hallmark movie. Holiday heart,
yeah.
Well, that one really sticks in the brain.
Alcohol can definitely provoke AFib, but ablation is what a procedure that I do where we go in and I try to burn out the AFib, so we actually try to fix it. And so, again, going with catheters into heart. It's not surgery, but it's an invasive procedure. And
Bill, why would you schedule an appointment with a heart doctor first thing Monday morning after Super Bowl Sunday?
I didn't pick today. They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you get to that level, you're not picking.
I had hernia surgery the day after Super Bowl Sunday.
When I was in high school.
If he comes in an AFib, though, it's okay. So
okay, good.
All right, Bill. Thank you, man.
And good luck.
Yeah, sure.
And good luck, Bill. Enjoy the game.
Yes.
But I've got super high blood pressure. I have a very fast
really?
Beat. You can tell.
The hell you say?
And you're so mellow.
Yeah. When I was in high school, they weren't sure what was wrong with me. They diagnosed me with mitral valve prolapse, and they said that wasn't a thing anymore. A year ago, I had the scan you guys just talked about, and I had to go for that thing as well. They still can't really figure it out, so I'm just on 85 pills and hoping for the best. Yelling at callers. That's about it.
Is packed.
Dr. Merritt, does this sound familiar?
We'll try to cut back on this.
I don't drink. I exercise. I do all that kind of stuff. It's just my dad had it, like you said, hereditary. I was born with high blood pressure.
Did your dad die early?
He's still alive. He's had a stint in his heart.
Great.
Like that. It's like, you know. But
oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's the thing. Doc, I hear stories of people, they go in, they see the heart doctor, and the doctor's like, whoa, glad you came in, because you're a ticking time bomb.
Right.
Are there signs of, like, someone walking around, like, if you feel this or if you feel that, like, you should go see a heart doctor?
How do you tell you're ticking?
How do you tell you're definitely a ticking time bomb?
Right.
Yeah, well, obviously, one thing is to get your cholesterol measured and your blood pressure measured. And so those are important, you know, early signs of that something could be going wrong. Like you say, weight and diet and exercise. But, you know, any sort of chest pain can't be ignored, right? So if, a lot of times it's indigestion or something else, but you can't. It's hard until proven otherwise. So chest pain or pressure, especially on exertion, you got to go in quickly. And obviously, if you have chest pain and it's not stopping, that's emergency room. That's 911. We talk a lot about heart palpitations. That's, you know, again, my specialty, the electrical system. And everybody has an extra beat here or there. So I don't know. So not everybody feels them, but they're called PVCs or APCs, these extra heartbeats. Those are typically benign. But if you have palpitations, it could be AFib, which is a more important rhythm. So that's another sign. If you feel your heart flip-flopping, again, everybody has flip-flop once in a while. There's not a single human being that doesn't have an extra heartbeat once in a while. But if those are prevalent, you know, that then it's another sign to see the doctor. If you're obviously passing out or you're lightheaded, those are other.
Obvious.
Almost numb.
Right.
Right.
Don't Google it and then try on your own to listen for an extra heartbeat. You will hear weird stuff.
Doctor.
Yeah, you're going to hear some things.
Dr. Merib's on. Dan and Meriden, do you have a quick question?
No, I just wanted to call and say hello, Dr. Merib. I'm 43. About 4 years ago, Dr. Merib did ablation on myself, and everything worked out great. And my aunt and my cousin were also had the same procedure done by Dr. Merib.
Nice.
Cool. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Doc, you must walk around like you're in a supermarket or restaurant. Hey, man, you fixed my heart.
You saved my life.
My mother's heart. Thank you, man.
Right. You fixed my life. My mother's heart.
I grew up here, too, so I know a lot. Between the practice and just knowing people, you can't go shopping.
Well, you got to be nice all the time. Right. You can't get into road rage and give someone the finger.
Exactly.
It's
right.
Like Dr. Merritt.
Right.
You're like, yeah, I fixed you. Buy a vegetable.
I'm guessing he's got Instacart.
Bob in Oxford. You know, we didn't ask for questions, but I love that people are interested in this. It's important stuff, man. Yeah. It's life or death. Bob in Oxford, what's your question?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys today?
What's your question, brother? I'm doing good.
Oh, no question. Just wanted to give a quick story because listening to this, my mother 2 years ago at 84 had no symptoms and ended up with quadruple bypass surgery. I'm 61. I went for my yearly physical. Spoke to my doctor about it quickly, and he sent me for that exact test, a calcium test, CT scan, and it came back with two areas out of the five main veins or whatever that showed a need for further testing. So a cardiologist then was...
All right, so happy ending.
You're still here.
Happy ending. Ended up with... it was a happy ending, but I ended up finding out, and I had no symptoms whatsoever. Two stents back on January 10th in the end. Went right back.
Happy ending.
Should it on your heart?
3 days later. So get that calcium test because if you have a family history,
an endorsement right there.
It does save lives.
Thank you, Bob.
Awesome. I agree. It's
glad you're here.
Yeah, it's scary, man.
Yeah, and the stress test, again, the stress test is good test, too, but the calcium score is more sensitive. It's going to pick up.
Baby aspirin a thing, Doc?
That's here every day.
you know, the aspirin's a little bit controversial. Certainly, if you have, you think you're having a heart attack, we recommend chewing an aspirin right away because the clot that's in the artery can help break that up.
Oh, wow.
Go to the hospital. But the aspirin thing, if you have had a heart attack.
Let me go back to this. So aspirin.
Yeah.
Just aspirin. Yeah. Not Advil. Yeah.
Plain old aspirin.
Not Tylenol.
Right. Aspirin.
The brand name aspirin.
Aspirin, yes.
Correct. Because the aspirin, you're using it as a blood thinner, not as a pain reliever. So, you know, the other ones are not blood thinner. So
how many should you take?
So if you're going to, if you think you're having a heart attack, you're going to take a regular aspirin and chew it.
Yeah.
Oh, just one?
It's
so yucky.
Yeah, you're just breaking
it all. Just one. And then, but again, 911, that type of thing. Now, the question
911 first, then the aspirin.
As you're chewing it, yeah.
Right, exactly. But in terms of the whether you should be on a daily aspirin, and that, the recommendation is that not every human being should be taking an aspirin. But if you've had a heart attack or a stent or blocked artery, you're really high risk, then we often recommend a daily aspirin. But it's not for everybody take, because it could cause bleeding. So, you know, we don't recommend just everybody in the world go on an aspirin on a daily basis, but it's certainly with a known heart disease, it's, most people are on aspirin.
Dr. Marib with Griffin, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to link up to Griffin Health stuff on the radio station website. Probably saved a couple lives today, Doc.
Yep.